News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The diary of a woman that's accused of poisoning and stabbing her ex-boyfriend's dog, where she wrote how she hated the animal, will be allowed as evidence in her upcoming trial. More from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
The attorney for 21-year-old Sean Janus has backed out of a motion to suppress a diary that talked about how she hated the dog she's accused of killing, how she abused it, and hoped it would die. Judge Greg Grau also ruled today the trial would be held in Marathon County and that pretrial publicity would not be a problem in the case because jurors would be carefully picked. Prosecutors also asked the judge for another delay in the trial after scheduling conflicts came up. Grau said he'd honor that only if the trial takes place before the end of March. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
Kind of a strange and complicated plea hearing for one of the three individuals believed to be responsible for cashing his mother's Social Security checks over a 30-year period. 67-year-old Charles Jost had a two-part court hearing yesterday. District Attorney Louis Malepsky Jr. said the first part was a plea agreement where he entered an Alford plea, proclaiming innocence but admitting that there was enough evidence to convict him. Then the court held a hearing to determine if Jost has mental health issues. He was found not guilty by reason of mental defect.
He'll be looking at 16 years placement in the Department of Health Services, and that's due to the fact that after he was found guilty, he was then found not guilty by mental disease or defect, which means that he'll be placed in the custody of the state of Wisconsin for mental health services.
There are still two other defendants in the case, Joe's sister, Dolores Disher, and her husband, Ronald Disher. Ronald Disher's three-day trial begins January 29th. Dolores Disher is still in a nursing home recovering from a stroke. It's not clear if legal proceedings will move forward against her. Bright orange flames and thick black smoke filled the sky after two trains collided Monday near Castleton, North Dakota. The collision is a mile west of the city. It involved a BNSF rail train that was transporting crude oil. The other was carrying grain. There are no injuries, but those who live nearby are being evacuated to Fargo, about 25 miles away. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson says he accepts the fact that Obamacare is now the law of the land, and he says it has a long list of problems, such as delays in enrollment and backtracking on promises that people could keep their current coverage and doctors. Johnson says he would be willing to work with Democrats who want to consider Obamacare fixes.
Obamacare is now the law of the land, and unlike prior to the implementation where it was just people like me predicting that millions of Americans are going to lose their health care and their doctors and access to treatments and their prescription drugs. Now it's a fact.
Johnson says lawmakers should consider passing reforms when they return to Washington this month, such as permanently removing the individual mandate. A California judge is giving a brain-dead 13-year-old loved ones another chance. The girl was supposed to be removed from life support last night, but the judge is giving the family another week to find a facility that's willing to care for her. Jahi McMath suffered complications following a tonsillectomy and has now been declared brain-dead. By the way, the Oakland Children's Hospital where she is staying has refused to perform some medical procedures that would allow her to be transferred. In 1745, the Ojibwe defeated the Lakota Sioux in a battle at a place called Strawberry Island. Now the Lac du Flambeau Chippewa Reservation is including in that island, and it ended with Sioux dominance in the region. The island has been in non-native ownership since 2010, and now the tribes want to buy it back. Monday morning, the paperwork was filed. Tribal President Tom Malson says this day was the culmination of years of work, and he says there are many who wanted to see the island purchased and brought back into Indian hands.
It's good to see the people that were here, a lot of different relatives that belong to those other relatives that passed on, is sort of represented today in this beautiful day.
Negotiations for control of the island dated back some 40 years. Tonight is your final chance to see the dazzling Winter Wonderland lights in Marshfield. The event chair is Scott Larson. He says the lights will go dark as part of the New Year's Eve finale. Then participants are invited to warm up at a big New Year's Eve bash.
We're going to do a little countdown down at the park for the New Year's. And then the other main event going on after Winter Wonderland is the Rockin' New Year's Eve Feed the Need concert that'll be held at the Holiday Inn.
Now, the number of food items collected for food pantries in the area is expected to be down slightly, in part because of many nights where it was very cold, which kept attendance down. The next job is to take down the million or so lights, and they are looking for volunteers to help with that. More information online at RotaryWinterWonderland, all one word, .com. We have a link at WSAU.com. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Another cold day on the way for this last day of 2013. We'll see mostly sunny skies in the northern half of the area, a few clouds farther south of Marathon County, and a high around zero. For tonight, New Year's Eve, partly cloudy and very cold, a low of 13 below. Then for Wednesday, New Year's Day, mostly cloudy, a few light snow showers possible toward evening, a high around 6. On Thursday, some flurries early, then decreasing clouds, high once again 6. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
If you have to be outdoors today, you'll want the hour-by-hour temperatures and the latest forecast. They're available to you 24-7 on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.